You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Outsiders. Enjoy.
Okay, this is Low Moon Uprising, December 1st session. Okay, so through the curtain, as far as the floating landing, we know that Theon had gone.
Yeah, Theon are both over there.
Okay, were you on the floating platform? Okay.
Because I accidentally knocked the invisible chip almost off the platform.
Well, because her and Theon were both invisible. Yeah. You just saw it on platforms, you jumped.
Yeah. And almost knocked her off.
Okay, and then we had Dearmood, the gnome.
Gnome.
Stroh.
That's the most punnable name. Y'all hate it.
Imagine if you said
if you just insert other words in place.
How far had Azuri gone? Hey, was he up in the room right before the curtain room?
Yeah, everyone. Azuri had come forward into the platform room and then came back in with Theon.
He gave his life to Christ. He'd be Chrome.
So where?
Just inside the curtain room.
In the curtain room, okay.
And then you get
starts
call,
with an E, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Xavier, Theon, Azuri, Dearmood, Brunson. So basically your options were back on the stair, on the platform with Noth, which I doubt because he was just covering the rear, on the stairs, on the platform before the curtain room, in the curtain room, and we know you hadn't gone.
I think I was on the platform.
I think so, too.
The only one on the stairs was the work.
All these things I don't have.
He was back on the previous landing.
Oh, okay.
Stroh was part way up.
And we got the eyeball.
Yeah, so this is the map. I'm going to illustrate for you, okay? This is the floating platform. These are the curtains, okay, with the platform into the curtain room. This is the landing. There's Brunson, Dearmood, and Jake. These are the stairs back to the previous landing. That's Stroh. That's Noth. Noth was keeping an eye out down the stairs and up here, and no one has actually gone back to see what he said, but he came back as far as like right here and yelled, "We've got contact coming from the crevice." Okay, so as we begin, as far as you know, the danger is that way.
Where the window was, right? That fogged up window.
That's all the way back down here.
This is where the rubble was. Looked like something.
In fact, the window was before. The window was before the jungle.
Yeah.
Before the jungle. Okay.
If I have an anti-cyclopean,
I don't have any
creature, so then they have like one giant eye or so.
Yeah,
they're like walking.
That's not sure. That we're not sure if that's what's chasing us.
With murder spell.
Okay. So no one has to roll for surprise because the alarm has been sounded. However.
That's my best red alert. I watched them on sight.
Oh no!
One like a second longer would be almost identical with the first one.
I think it was one. What are you fighting?
Is that like the zoo?
Yeah, we're fighting chipmunks. That's it. This idiot, you're gonna fight an army of chipmunks. It'll happen. Don't know when. Don't know why.
It'll happen
now. And they'll go.
But squirrels are more fear-inducing.
Gotcha. And what Aaron will do is he'll use his bag of rats to come.
There you go.
He would. Very
it's like
high-tech
the guys from Robin Hood and Men in Tights, where the all King Sheriff of Nottingham's men played the kazoo as they're riding it. Instead of the trumpet. So I think these guys are like less efficient bowlers. They walk.
This is
way less efficient.
They're beholders.
Okay.
They're not beholders. They be walking.
That's beholders. That's a different huggable name.
They be holding guns. Bang bang. One, see, the beholder may be holding like an assault rifle, but the little ones would be strapped.
Start to get those.
Eighth or ninth.
Pretty high.
For Ranger's eight. For Ranger's eight. I think it's eight now, too. That pay did the final round.
No, second edition is nine.
Okay, roll initiative.
I guess technically, if they have a high wisdom, they get it early. There's always that round level you get zero.
No, yeah.
So if you have a high wisdom, you get bonuses. I don't know if that's a thing with paladins or not, but clerics are that way.
They roll for initiative?
Yep.
They'll get the next level of spell at zero, so you get a bonus.
I've seen that for bards.
I'm
Landing two. Landing three.
This is our map. Battle yep. map.
The battle of the navies.
Anyway, with the trick
I don't know. That's not true. I could fly.
I definitely feel like
knocked out.
Probably. Hey, well.
No, I could fly.
It takes time for you to wind out, but depends on how
you
start.
I'm sure I have some kind of druid spell that can slow you down.
Yeah, probably.
If I have withdraw, I'd have to win that fight.
So we've got Jake. The stairs are here. Here and here.
So there's no landing here, it's just
correct. Stairs go down. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, my middle back's actually.
There's a wall here. Stairs.
It's like okay.
Xavier.
But mine rolling out with a
miss. Apparently it has a variety of levels of volume. Okay. Noth. The crevice goes out like that. There you go. Xavier is on the floating platform. We never did find a mini for Theon. That's terrible.
He's casting Cone of Cold.
On artifacts in this stone is Theon.
Which could be useful for the ledge or something.
Never did find his minis, so. Adam. Brunson. Deermood. Azuri. And Stro. Okay. Remember that there are curtains. We have a good reference. There's a curtain right here. Just right here.
We did find out that a platform killed.
The white strips represent the curtains.
The mighty Gimbu hasn't tried to move one yet. The mighty.
So those who are on the platform cannot see back the other way, vice versa.
I can't even tell my airflow method. I'm kind of useless.
Like not,
the platform is where the platform is going.
Okay. You're on the. These are stone. But that you're on the stone. That's the platform out there. Floating platform. This is the landing. This is stone stairs. Stone, steps down, stone, steps down, steps down, stone. The platform is made out of stone as well. However, it is floating in the air. But you're not on the platform. This is the platform. This is the landing. In theory, it will not be able to move from across because it's like 8 to 10 feet. Okay. Missile fire. 9.
Me.
Okay.
No. Sorry, I'm an 8.
8.
Me.
I do nothing.
I can summon Earth Elemental.
Okay.
So. Rockman, Rock Monster.
Summon an Earth Elemental on the landing in front of you. I assume you're facing back the way the trouble is coming.
Yeah, I'll move him towards trouble. Entanglement needs plants to work, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not optional.
Okay, so we need an Earth Elemental.
Yeah, I don't really
know
anything. I mean, I can get
them wet. Adam is stuck as a. Earthward.
I can shoot him with a signal flare.
Yeah, probably could have used a different mini for him today. Okay. Missile fire 7. 6. 5.
currently
no enemies, right?
Can't see them. You know they're there. They're in here.
Six.
By his word.
Well, I guess I'm moving into melee, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Four. Three. Two. One. Melee. Nine.
Give you a long sword.
Like minus three penalty for me, whatever the fighter penalty is.
Melee eight.
But okay. I have eight strikes, so I'm not sure I can wield a long sword.
So the platform doesn't move.
It's an 8-foot jump back to the curtain.
How long?
Eight.
Okay. Oh, so that's not that.
It's doable. You got a little bit of a room to run up.
You're a crazy athlete.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. So you jump back across to the curtain room. Make a dex check.
Yep.
Okay. So you kind of like grab onto the curtain and push through, and you're standing right there. That takes you to six. Any other eights?
I'm an eight.
Okay. To where?
So people come up the stairs, so I'll probably be that person on the left.
This is you. This is Brunson. That's Adam. That's Jake.
I'll be behind you.
Brother, save me.
Okay. What, the Earth Elemental? What do you give the Earth Elemental some kind of a command?
Yeah, I'll tell him to move towards where the trouble's coming from. Exactly. Down the stairs.
Whoa, what is that? I've never even seen that before.
Took up my favorite position.
Okay, apparently Windows has a new thing. Yeah, I forgot how I did that.
I am far more helpless than you are.
No, you're not. What are you talking about?
I have an early one.
Yeah? How many hit points do you have? More 70 than
you.
Something?
You have a... That's all I have. I have no
to
spells.
To me, you are a tank. Get out there.
I literally have no spells that are going to be
sweet. You have a dagger, right?
I have nothing.
No weapon?
No.
Okay. You might want to get a weapon.
Stuck inside your form.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't drop any weapons before you transformed?
No, because I knew what it was going to be. I could have been a bug.
Well, a lot of people are doing that. That's why I asked.
So, you start doing that?
He got stuck before that, before they figured out they could do that.
Yep. Him and Adam were already stuck when we figured that out. I got stuck pretty quick. Because I had a
roll,
you
know,
die.
It's
the bane of my existence.
I gotta fix this stuff.
Okay. So, any sevens?
Yes. Are you on seven?
Okay.
I believe I will cast. Boy, if I cast Odorwood's Resilient Sphere, I could roll down the stairs a really far away.
Well, as far back as the jungle.
Cast an air elemental, we'll push it down the stairs.
But I just keep rolling and rolling. It's like an Indiana Jones.
Cast an air elemental.
Trap.
Yeah, so it's one more stairs and turn than this.
And we push your elemental.
It would be,
down the
and you'd come out to the jungle level.
I'm going to cast Odorwood's Resilient Sphere.
Okay. The casting time on that is
4 seconds.
Okay, beginning of seven goes off in three.
Now you're in a ball.
Any other sevens? Okay. Sixes. All right, so in six, Stroh is going to run up the stairs back here. Okay.
Hamana, so Hamana, stay 9 feet away from me. Hamana, Hamana,
four.
Hamana.
Hamana, Hamana, social distance. This is according to post-COVID.
Okay.
Yes, we're in the future also.
Okay.
Probably a little
out of course. Mills falls back to the stairs there.
No, it's going to be really weird. Is it like so 20 years when there's a whole generation
going towards the staircase?
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Being
a in six, because you crossed over, you're able to move again in six, yes.
And then I was going to start
how do you
going towards
know
the
okay.
Where Noth is, you mean?
Okay.
I forgot you weren't alive then.
I was four.
I was working at Mako. Sending cars for
payment. I'm at 11. Okay. He wasn't born.
I was developing.
You were gestating?
Incubating.
So it's your fault. Your coming has brought this upon us.
He just wanted to come in with a bang.
Okay. So we'll go to five, and Xavier is advancing. Earth Elemental is advancing. Drunk skeleton. Not actually a skeleton.
Well, I thought he was just doing the Michael Jackson. Smooth criminal.
Okay, so these guys look like simian-bodied, single-eyed, giant-mouth dudes. And in five, two of them begin to attack Noth.
Hey, what are the little things? Are they all the same?
They're all the same. Yeah, I'm just using the mark. They are simian bodies, so they're kind of like a big ape. Masculine body with a large eye, single eye in their chest, no head, single eye, and
would
not
be
mammy,
mammalian guys.
Perfect time for
okay. Yes, that's exactly it.
Fireball.
Now they like they're all like hairy and stuff, right? Like
yeah,
apes.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I don't know if that's a half, but.
My Earth Elemental smash and smash.
We
need a short sword.
It's Leon!
Or a short bow.
There, I sent you a text.
I'm more deep than that.
Yes. No.
What? Is that the dude from Monsters, Inc.?
It's a drawing of his hairy cousin.
His hairy cousin.
I've seen him in them.
I've seen those in the Monster Manual before, but I don't remember what they are.
Yeah, I think I've seen one of the five.
Which is good.
You don't study the Monster's Manual in your spare time?
Huh?
You don't study it in your spare time, the book, and know all the monsters?
No. Not that edition.
I bet not.
I don't know any edition.
It's been a while since I studied that edition.
For some reason, I expected their mouth to be over top of their eye.
That's in the picture behind him.
They all have different abilities, I guess.
Actually, he does have a thing that sticks off his back. So the thing that's right in the middle of, like, where his head would be, is a tail.
Okay.
He's actually got five.
You know what they kind of look like? Like, you remember, well, you guys won't get too young, but Sesame Street?
I know what Sesame Street is.
Was it Sesame Street? No, I'm thinking of Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes.
The red guy.
They had the big red hairy guy.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
So if you like shaved him, that's what he would look like.
Four.
Taz was the Tasmanian devil.
Initiative four. Are you continuing into the fight?
Bubble of influence goes off.
Okay.
Beep, whoop.
We should put him in Arizona if we'll push him down the stairs.
What?
Who is it you're talking about?
Little,
I don't know his
red
name.
Guy.
He's like a big, tall, red monster thing.
I might just type in red guy.
Long hair.
I'm gonna look him up. Google.
He would always do this and like.
But his face does look kind of look like the Tanzanian devil from Looney Tunes too.
Yeah, I guess. Gossamer.
Gossamer, that's his name. Yeah, that guy.
I typed in red guy Looney Tunes.
Came right up.
Oh yeah, I do know this guy.
Like, if you were to shave him and, like, pluck out one of his eyes.
Okay. So while you are fighting them on the stairs, you will have plus one to hit and damage because you're coming down and they're coming up at you. However, it is a counter charge, and all three of them have spears. So if they hit in the first round, they will do double damage. Okay. We're in initiative 4. Any other 4s before I start combat rolls? Okay.
I am trying to advance to where I can see them. Yeah.
You can see them engaging Xavier. And for that matter, you probably see them on the platform back there from where you are.
Okay. I will...
The stairs are a 45-degree slope down. So from where you are, you can probably see the whole platform.
Creatures as well.
They are considered...
I think they were medium last time.
Probably. Medium.
Yeah,
yep, they're 5 feet tall.
Okay.
Okay, you can go ahead and take your shots now.
Just call it shot off.
No, because you couldn't see them at the beginning of initiative, so you can't. You have to have the whole initiative.
I should shoot them.
Call shot next round. Are you shooting the ones fighting Xavier or the ones in the back?
Fighting Xavier.
Okay. If you miss, there is a chance you could shoot your friend.
In the butt. One is negative.
I would much rather fight these guys than the
five.
So we already determined their initiative, their AC last time was 7.
Probably.
Or, I mean, was 3. Was 3, sorry.
Oh.
Okay, both hit.
Okay. So damage?
0. Longbow is D8, right?
G6.
One is
D8. Unless you have something
so
fancy.
A different game system.
There are D8 arrows, but they're...
5 is D8 for longbows, and D6 for longbows. And third is like 5.
Okay. Total damage is... Am I within 50 feet?
No.
40 for you, at least 9 points.
Okay.
The first one, and 2 points.
Two different guys, or the same guy?
Two different guys.
Okay.
They didn't have that.
So you say 9 and 8?
Yeah,
okay, so both of them get hit, arrows stick firmly, but neither one goes down. Okay, so two guys that you're fighting got shot. Okay? And then you get your first attack simultaneous with their attacks. First guy... Missed you. Second guy hit. Third guy missed. 14.
That's
a good way to go unconscious. Correct. That would be half that, but they were charging, so the next one will be less.
Are any of them plants?
Nope.
I'm gonna get one of the ones with the arrow sticking out of its head or wherever.
Yeah, it's chest, but go ahead.
And then that'll be.
Okay.
Looking at the picture, I have to say this. Probably not much on these guys that isn't vital, so if you hit anything, it's going to be like a critical hit, right?
They have a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to initiative 3.
They're really good at parrying.
So I can still be able to get my second attack?
Yep, just not yet.
Yeah.
basically, if you, when you have two attacks, everybody gets their first attack before you get your second attack, unless you doubled their initiative. If you doubled their initiative, then you get all their attacks, all your attacks in your initiative. So.
He doesn't like you.
We don't like you.
Oh, wow.
There is a lot of these guys.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Burn, mate.
Okay,
so...
So
when burning hands says 1-2 plus 1, is that for level?
Yes, plus 1 point off. Okay, so we're in initiative 3. These guys have already attacked. This guy was coming up. Jake will meet him here. In fact, he'll take him on the stairs, right at the edge of the stairs, so he gets that higher ground. Yeah, he has to go downstairs, so he's waiting at the edge of the steps. If he could fall down the stairs.
Oh no.
You can walk on the wall?
No. Well, I cast spider climb on my earth elemental.
If only I had that in memory.
Be fun to try it.
They don't really move downstairs very well, do they?
Really, if you cast burrow on them, that'd be ideal.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. Okay, this dude right here, there is a beam of energy that comes from his eye. It's kind of conical, and it kind of goes over this area. And the guy here, the wound that he has from being shot is fully healed.
Like real killer.
Why
are
these not
on the ground? I'm sure it's still healing.
But the bad guys aren't allowed to heal.
For some reason, it's not letting me push this.
When you look in the monster and you go, why is this guy worth 10,000 experience? I don't get it.
He does nothing but heal himself.
Because they usually show up in groups.
Well, then you get experience for each one, not each one's worth.
Oh, this is probably turned down too much.
Each one worth 10,000 experience.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Kill 5 and escape. That's like
the game. We got enough damage when we go for it.
Damage potential. Not guaranteed.
We gotta be able to fight, right? Fight, right? We're definitely kind of the uprising thing. It's when we can't apply our damage potential when we get our butts.
Somebody with monster lore to figure out.
Yeah, that's the problem. We used to have monster lore.
Yeah, it would be useful, huh? Only someone didn't leave our party.
Okay. this. Let's see. This guy right here. Fires a beam up the stairs as well. It's conical shaped. It's going to hit Xavier, Jake, and the elemental. Okay. And you are slowed, effective immediately, which means you'll lose your second attack this round. Okay.
They can only kill one around.
All right. Or initiative 2. They're advancing. Initiative 1.
Can I know I cast a spell this round, but can I get my wand out and have it ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want the ground lightning wand to be ready. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't work on stairs, right?
I mean, it won't, but they'll come up here eventually. Unless
true.
The fighters all stop them.
I'll have it out just in case.
If you were up here, you might be able to reach there, start it there, and do it.
Oh.
It has a limited range. It only goes at like 30 feet out, but if you could start it right at the bottom step here.
I just can't go over that first step because it's going to stop me.
Friendship.
Just bodies, that'll
yeah.
stop me.
By the way, I rolled to see if Stroh figured out what you were doing, and I was going to have her go inside the orb with you, but she didn't figure it out, so she's outside.
Oh.
Actually, it would have been good if she was inside, because she's a caster, but...
Well, I would have invited her in had I known she's coming back here.
Yeah.
Should have, would have, could have.
Okay.
Could could have just walked back a foot or two while I was casting.
Yep.
You do.
Don't worry, baby. I got enough.
You are still in front of her, so at least in that regards, it will block. Provide some cover. Okay, so that was initiative one. And Melee, you lost your second attack because of the slow spell. Jake kills the guy in front of him.
Yeah. Jake, racking up the body count.
Oh boy, do I go kill it again?
I'm going to start marking these with dead with gems so I have the miniatures to use for other things.
More than me.
Dead guy on the stairs.
Only find my other one.
Dead guy on the stairs.
I might cast it as a third level sword.
Okay.
Have it in memory.
That's it for dead guys. Arden's here. Oh, good. He survived until he got here. Didn't really down anything.
I'll let him
have to keep the captive.
I go inside. Okay. I'm casting
it. Initiative.
Rolling.
Yep.
No, no, it's going down.
You still get your normal initiative and bonus, but you only get half of your attacks.
Huh?
Apparently I don't have much.
Coming at you.
Okay, I'm, yay me, 7. Missile fire 7.
Yep, we are in missile fire, so 9, 8,
yeah,
missile fire 8, okay. You have a guy in front of you still?
I can't.
Actually, you have two guys in front of you, so you can't missile fire.
Okay.
So, then we're in 7, missile fire 7.
I'm going to catch the skirmit.
Dion's back here. This is Dion. I went through the bag like 3 times. Could not find his mini, so you're stoned.
You're stoned.
Where am I at?
Make sure you're on that floating platform.
He could have got that in snow.
What?
He could be that spider girl.
The spider girl here?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Probably way too big.
All right.
I'm going to cast an experiment or blurry people.
No, that should be
the party.
That should be added because he's that earth.
Prioritizing the front.
So you are here, so you could fill this whole area.
Sure. 7 levels.
Which would get everybody there and, yep. Okay, so this whole area is fogged.
Great.
Would that hurt them?
No, it doesn't affect. It does not adversely affect allies.
Oh, cool. No, seriously, great.
That's all I got.
Sorry, the first one was sarcastic. Are you someone's cupcake? Then I realized.
This one, that one needs to be thrown away. As always, this is an extra. You can eat it if you want.
I have that and Rock Monster. That's what I got.
I mean, that's
slow, Dan. Is that in Player's Handbook?
Yes, Player's Handbook. Second level.
Yeah, okay. I got two more.
You have
to
find the arrow.
I didn't know that was so without me. I don't
know. She just sticks her finger in.
Normally, I think it's not like.
Looks like exactly what she did. She just
stuck her fingers in it.
There's this conical, so it's different, but I can't remember. There's some kind of weird.
No, I'm looking for me.
Third level spell is cast.
Right, I'm saying that it's good that you're looking it up because there's something weird about it. I can't remember what the. Is by no
well, it targets like enemies, not your allies in the area.
Right, so selective.
Range is 9 inches plus 1 inch per level. 3 rounds plus 1 round per level. Area of effect 4 inch by 4 inch area.
Yeah, that's it. It's 4 inch by 4 inch. One creature per level. That's what I was thinking.
I'm gonna start dinner. I have some rock mons. I don't really have any spells that are really useful here. Except for that.
Could be another creature.
Someone goes down.
Oh, he's
got an
okay.
What's that? Those one-eyed.
We're in Missile Fire
7.
Flying
purple people existence, but they're not flying. They're
just I sent you a text.
Huh?
I sent you a picture and a text of the monsters. We're in Missile Fire 6.
Here last night.
Okay. We didn't play last night. We played Agony. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. In Missile Fire 6, so one segment after the place goes blurry, this guy right here in front of Xavier goes, whoo! And there's a conical glow that goes up the steps. He's released some kind of conical beam.
It's better not be that or destroy magic.
Okay. And?
Yeah, he'll be right here.
Yes. The only thing I can't have is cheddar. The blurry people spell is gone. The resilient sphere remains.
Yes. Take that. Monster guy.
Does it affect their equipment too? Or
no, only potions. If anybody has potions in the air of effect, they're destroyed. Not, and it's not a roll, it's automatic. So Xavier's potions are destroyed. No.
Does it get rid of my gnome form?
No.
It doesn't affect that.
You can try.
Does it affect me inside the sphere?
No. Not unless it had taken the sphere down. If it had taken the sphere down, it would have affected you.
Still have my potion of plant control. Yeah. I dare you to bring plants against us.
Yeah, I'll just send more to spell badges. It's easier. These guys get it most 16.66% of the time they have that ability. Okay.
I didn't know dispel magic just automatically destroyed all potions.
Yeah, any potion in the area is destroyed.
That should have been a bigger thing in past before.
I mean, getting dispel magic is usually pretty bad. It's like.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, back in like origin days, I'm pretty sure we've been hit by dispel magics and stuff. Or just didn't remember that part.
What about scroll?
No, it doesn't.
Nah, it loves paper.
Okay, we are missile fire 5. Missile fire 4.
Did you roll my...
Yes, I rolled a 4 on the dice. Yes, I am. We're in missile fire harbor right now. And last round, you didn't do anything. Other than tie up the girl.
Also, the feigned death spell. Anybody have feigned death? But would that affect it?
I mean, it would be affected if you were hit, but you weren't hit, so...
I'm saying other people might have it, like...
Oh, or... neither
Missouri
one of them got hit.
Or...
Yeah, but neither one of them got hit. Okay. So it was only... It hit Xavier... And
that's right.
The elemental Jake and Dearmood. And it didn't affect Dearmood's spells either.
Did it destroy the elemental?
It did not. I rolled. Okay. Failed to do so.
Can we determine what the heal spread spell does? Third level.
2d8 plus 1 per level. 2, and it's area effect affects up to, I think it's one person for 3 levels, or portion thereof, so 3 people for you.
Were they between those people, or they all get that?
All get it. So you get it. What level druid are you? So you could do 2d8 plus 7 healing to up to 3 people. And those three people have to be close together.
That's nice. Getting my 4th level spell may help disable some of these creatures.
No.
Okay.
No. Not yet. Anyway,
burning hands is like melee.
Yeah, it's actually the original description of the spell was like even less than that.
Okay, I will cast Cure Light Wounds on myself. A little different.
Kidoki, Mistfire 4, you cast Cure Light Wounds on yourself. Roll your healing, and your current minimum is 2.
It's just
1d8,
right?
1d8. Correct. If it's pure light. It's minus sure it's d6. Okay. Alright, missile fire.
Can I ask Stroh a question real quick?
Sure.
This is the dwarf guy, there, right?
Correct.
Our buddy. Is he hurt by fireballs?
Yes.
Crap.
Missile fire 3.
Scratch that idea.
Yep. Missile fire 2. Missile fire 1. Melee.
There's no room back here for a fireball, is there?
I mean, you could put it back here as far as you could see. If you could see back in the hole, you could put it pretty far back and it would probably wash out like that.
This is at least like 15 feet.
Are these guys coming from behind us?
Yeah. Yes.
3 guys standing there?
Yeah, there's plenty of room. This is a 30-foot by 30-foot platform.
Oh, so if I put it like at the back of the platform, it'll hit most of the guys on the platform.
Yeah, whether it will not hit him is debatable, but you could try. So, because remember, it's a... The radius still has to fit out here. So if you target it right there, then it's going to wash over too. It's still going to cover the full...
How tall are they?
5 feet short, but a little taller than him. Yeah, what he's thinking is you could actually put it up here.
Up in the air. And then it might go over his head.
But yeah, the ceiling is 20 feet high. So in a 20-foot high room, it's going to impact and spread out.
You could tell him to duck or hit the deck.
Yeah. That's an option. Or you could
duck out. In 18 seconds.
All right. Anyway, we are in melee 9.
I'm gonna do fireball this round.
Okay, starting cast fireball. Okay. Also, do realize this right? This I mean, he's probably gonna have an earth elemental blocking, but this guy right now has a clear path to you.
Beyond his cast, by the way.
Okay, but probably the earth elemental will block him.
Hopefully.
Okay. So, melee 9, and you had 9?
I haven't done. I just infected.
Okay, right. 8. So, 8.
Declaring my casting.
You take your first attack, or your only attack in this case.
I really... Is the Earth Elemental the little stone guy?
Those are dead bodies. That's ones they already took out.
Where's the Earth Elemental?
This is Earth Elemental, I'm sorry. This is the dead bodies. Earth Elemental, dead bodies.
I have this image of the guy, like, full sprint at Brunson, and the Earth Elemental comes in and, like, linebacker shoulder
or
checks him.
Clothesline.
Wait. It's just because it's football season.
Here's the RFL model.
Yeah, spear!
Like Jason Kelsey.
Made of stone.
On a pole block.
I assume you hit. Did you roll one?
No, I
pulled it. You hit AC3. Damage?
The guy's helmet goes flying off. He wasn't even wearing one.
They might be below your minimum. What's your minimum damage? Yeah, they're below your minimum.
Just it conjures a helmet that goes flying.
You destroyed him. checking to see if you happen to wash over into the next guy. Yes, as a matter of fact. So you may roll again, sir.
Damage again?
No, you have to hit.
Barely made that on level 2.
Yeah, might not be barely. What's your tackle? What level fire are you?
Well, it would have hit AC 0.
Yeah, so that's not barely. They're only AC 3.
It's only barely in the sense that 2 is 1 above 1.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. I see that now. I see that now. Maybe I should run up before I cast. Really far away. You can't even see them right now. You're on the platform, and there's a curtain in the way. Is it a targeted spell?
No.
Okay.
I was going to cast Spiritual Hammer, but...
Oh, well, you can hold that for... What level are you?
8.
You cast it now, go and use it if you need it. It doesn't disappear. It's not like you have to throw it every single round, even.
Yeah. Well, but it's got a duration, right?
Yeah. It has a duration, but...
So is he on the platform that's moving away from...
It's not moving anymore. Oh. It stopped.
I did 16.
Yeah. Okay. So he took another one down.
Sounds like the opening to the Beijing.
Maybe I should just wait, because I feel like they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Melee 7. Melee 6.
Yes. Casting Fireball, hopefully the elemental blocks.
Okay.
Come on, block.
Sorry, I was in 7. I'm casting.
Okay. Yep. All right. Melee 5.
My spell goes off.
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hit my cup, too.
Yeah.
How long is this distance? So this is 40. This is 40. And then by Pythagorean theorem...
you just wanted to say that.
This is probably about 50. So it's probably... Well, I mean, because it's a 45-degree slope. So
if you're on that platform, you probably can't see the bottom.
But you could draw a more shallow line. So it's probably about from there... From where you are, you're about 120 yards to this area.
How far can you throw a Warhammer?
It's supposed to be 30 yards. That one can go a little
further.
That's
what about the curtain? I mean, in the way.
Where is the curtain at?
The white, these strips represent the curtain.
Okay.
You're in no danger at the moment, unless there's danger from below. Actually, and you did see something before that was mobilizing down below, so at some point you could be in danger down there.
Oh, and the whole city of Medusa.
Okay, anyway, so we were in melee 5.
Okay. My spell goes off.
Yeah, you already said that.
Okay. I thought I did.
40 squared. This is currently the Buffalo Bills stadium that's supposed to host us. Every this is the 49.
Don't want to see that. Get rid of that image.
Well, it depends on the angle.
I don't want to see that stuff. I refuse to believe that stuff exists.
It was close for a while. It was
real. Dude, just everywhere.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, they lost.
All right, so.
Cardinals lost. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, so one of the guys in the back fires a conical ray up the stairs. And he's going to try to dispel the earth elemental. He failed. Going to try to dispel the Odaluke's Resilient Sphere.
How big is this area?
She failed. It's conical up the stairs. It goes 60 yards. So, and that's did not affect you. Did not affect the sphere, so you're still safe. Okay. And then...
The hamster ball for the win.
So far.
So far. Pretty sure there's going to be 5 more that come out.
There's a lot of them.
Okay. There's another conical...
Bring all the dispellers!
Conical ray that comes up this way. So, RJ, roll save versus spell. Wisdom bonus applies.
Don't get that.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
I think you guys are on a roller coaster. It's a video
of Ariana shooting a free throw. She shoots the free throw like a whole body, and it like bounces off the rim and goes in, and she goes...
Awesome. I love it.
It's funnier that she didn't jump up.
Yeah, it was less animated than I expected.
Like, touchdown!
Resolving his spell.
It could be her first ever free throw. I don't think so, but she's definitely improving.
It was pretty fun.
She's probably top 5 or 6 on the team now. She's getting there. Improving. Trying to spell.
It's so bad to go world, dude. This is insane. It puts up like 40 points every week.
All right. We are now in melee 4.
I was also in 5.
Okay. Who are you called jotting?
I called Jot. Look down to the right.
So
well, I guess that blue guy that's made it up in the middle of us now.
Probably a good idea.
And the guy on the right.
Yeah, you could see he was coming, so I'll give you that. Because you have to target them at the beginning, obviously.
In 3 days' time, the eye doctor sent me 7 emails.
Trying to target the 2 that were.
It's like clear. Layoff?
Or 2 of however many were.
Just making sure you can read through.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll. Are you shooting them in the eye?
Yes.
They're AC7 in the eye.
Of course, now they all clear out.
Same roll.
Russell Wilson threw her 400
points. He didn't have a single Wow. You spread that around.
So many people.
Wow. Even the kicker got some receptions.
How many yards did he throw?
444 yards. Didn't have a single receiver.
No.
7 damn it.
Wow. Hey, even the freshman guy in the stands got a thing, right?
Then you roll percentile dice.
How much damage are you doing?
One of them, I've got.
Remember, it's times 3 if you successfully call shot.
Okay.
One of
them got
30.
There's no need to roll the percentile dice.
The Bengals and their own, I've got.
I know Chase Brown is going to be a big part of their
offense. Okay, I am going to give both of those because there's so much damage and people are kind of stacked up here. I'm going to give both of them a small chance to pass through into somebody else. So, first one was the 36. That's no. Second one was 27. Yes. Okay, so. All right, so it's going to be. We got to roll a D8. And it'll be one of these 7 guys or Xavier. On a 1, it'll be Xavier. 2 to 8, it'll be one of them. It is one of them. It'll be this guy. So roll the hit.
Finally!
Okay. Shot negative?
I don't know.
No, not necessary.
Okay,
so roll damage. So he is considered point blank range, but he is not called shot. So he's not multiple for called shot.
Did they just pick up somebody that's come out there?
Baltimore's
Eleven.
Okay, he also goes down. So Missouri called shot, 2 of the guys that had gotten through, hit them both in the eye. Both arrows went through past, and one of the arrows went through and hit another guy and killed him. Hmm. So he got 3 with 2 arrows.
Oh, sure, just aim for the biggest part of their body. It's not even like a negative 10, it's just a negative 2.
Shooting at center mass.
Yeah. I shoot at center mass, okay, called shot to the eye.
I just feel like
oh, I'm running forward, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I started in 5.
Okay. I'll move forward.
It's not even true. He just has a better offensive line and a team that doesn't rely on him for their entire offense. He was also coming off an ACL injury.
Yeah. He seems like he's more motivated. He's fired up to be in Philadelphia.
A team that can actually.
Philadelphia is actually winning games.
Though, I don't know, No, that's not true. I was going to say, because the Giants finally got rid of Daniel Jones, they might start actually rebuilding, but they're cooked for 4 years because they've got his $260 million contract at AM.
Same with the Browns. That's why the Browns are tough.
I mean, if they let Daniel Jones come back from IR, there's like.
Yeah.
They had to pay him, but there's guaranteed. But then if they got rid of him before that, they
at least
maybe it's just for the remainder of this year.
Pretty solid.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, they're taking a huge cabinet just for getting rid of him.
And he'd probably be one that would gladly take over for
Okay. So we are going to melee 3.
So spell goes off.
OK. Okay.
I'd like to get, like, here. These are dead bodies, right?
So in four, you're here. Okay. Yes, the gems represent dead bodies.
I want to throw, like, through there. Just hit these guys.
Okay.
They're kind of lined up.
Okay.
I guess I would like to put the fireball back in the hole. Because if there's more guys coming out, maybe there's some back there.
Yeah, the furthest you could see is, like, right there where he's at.
Yeah. Okay. That's not going to make it wash out in front of into the dwarf guy, right?
Not as much. Back into the hole. Not as much, yeah. Because as long as there's space in the hole for it to wash out, it should wash out both directions.
Yeah, I'll put it there. Hopefully I'll hit some guys if they're back there. And I'll hit
there's more at least.
Okay, go ahead and roll damage.
I really need to hit that level. It'll be another D6.
And another magic missile.
No, I think 11.
Heavy odd level.
Yeah.
You 10?
I'm 9 right now. I'm trading for 10.
It's gonna be a long time before I get to 10.
Not training. 20. You and Ryan both.
27.
Ryan, you're a fighter card for training.
We'll see
how I
just made it tonight. I could re-roll. I mean, I don't have level
after the retreat. Right, already getting
a 27 on 96. Should I re-roll?
27, 96. My 96. Only re-roll
damage, so maybe I should say 96
is going to average about 10d6 averages 30, though.
Right. That's pretty average.
Okay.
You're
going to
fry.
Actually, 10d6 averages 35.
On a d6 is 3. Quick way to do it, I just have to pull over at dice and apply by the max. So with 10, I do 5 times 6.
Okay. Fireball spell.
Oh, these guys are pretty easy to hit, aren't they?
Yes. It seemed like they have been anyway.
I could give D3 friends plus one to hit for one round.
That might be helpful for me.
Okay, you can go ahead and throw the spiritual hammer, Arden.
Huh?
You can go ahead and throw the spiritual hammer.
Okay. I'm going to do it. There's a cool front foot.
And rolled a natural 20.
See? You didn't need it.
I didn't need it.
Okay. Damage?
Remember, I think it's a D8, right? The D6 plus 1.
I think it's D6 plus 1. Warhammer.
Oh, I forgot. I got
millions
right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's different versus large, though. But these aren't like.
I have two rerolls here and the reroll damage.
D6 plus 1.
8. Okay. After the magic of the hammer before the effect.
Right. Okay. So which guy you're targeting? This guy?
Yeah. I was trying to throw like down that line.
Hoping to get an extra one basically.
I figured it wouldn't stop.
I see lots of crystals.
Jeez, it's good.
March Ashes exactly.
Okay, I'm going to chance for it to go through and hit the guy behind him. Yes, it does. Okay, roll damage again.
9. Okay. Minute.
Chance for it to hit one more guy. No. Okay. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE. That's LM Give. To 419-419-0095.
Dude, what is up with Justin Tucker? They say it's the hole. He has been so bad this year.
Yeah. One of the most accurate kickers in all of NFL history.
Yeah, his holder retired, and I guess they can't exactly figure out why it's so bad, but they said that the holder that they have is just not good. And he's not adjusted.
Yeah, we're in melee 2. And melee 1. Okay. He's just going to move his body out of the way. Alright. There is a large beastie that is visible at the crevice at the platform there. And what it actually looks like is...
Seven field goals this year.
That is insane.
Okay, so what you, the thing that you actually see there looks like a part giant spider, part tree, but the top of it, the tree kind of has a face on it. It has many limbs. It's like crawling up out of the crevice, or down out of the crevice, because remember that the crevice is actually a little bit off the ground. And it has three yammering mouths. It is not on fire. It has eight thorny, viney-like limbs, and it has spears and other tools in those limbs. Also, its body, including its spider-like body, is covered with a fungus, and the fungus right now is kind of like reddish brown. It is a part spider. I'll read it again. It looks like a spider on the bottom, a giant spider, like 5 foot high spider, 5 foot, 10 foot radius spider, and the top half looks like a tree, and it has at least a dozen limbs, and then it has another set of limbs that it's carrying weapons in, so it's probably got 15 to 20 limbs total. And then it has
spider tree monster.
Fungus over that is mostly on the tree part, but it's a little bit on the spider part, and the fungus is reddish brown.
Can we all see it from where we are?
Yes. Everyone can see it. Okay.
Where is it at?
Right on the map. That thing.
Right behind the fireball.
Its top half is tree-like.
Yep. So the top half looks like a tree with 15 to 20 limbs, a dozen or a half dozen of which or so are wielding weapons, and the lower, the other limbs kind of have the, like, big bulbs on the end.
Does its eyes look like wood as well?
So, yeah, it has like a face on the tree. It has the eyes just like indentations. Okay. It has like bulbous, almost like seed-like things on the end of many of its limbs.
Did I hit the dwarf fireball?
No. Okay. You did not hit the dwarf, and the guy in front of him was almost unscathed. The guy that he was fighting. Okay? And we are in a new round, so we're rolling for initiative.
Every level I get a new animal I can turn to, or every other level?
Every level. Okay. One new animal every level. So by ninth, you'll have one. You have to have three different kinds of animals. To have an amphibian, a reptile, and a mammal, for example, or an avian, a reptile, and an amphibian, something like that. What do you have right now? Right, so you have to have a non-avian. But once you have three different types, then after that you can pick them in any order you want. But you have to have three different types to start with.
The one that casts the slowed is dead. Will he still be slowed?
Yes, it doesn't matter. The effect has taken place. So.
10 feet from level.
Okay. All right, so we're going to missile fire.
Real quick before we start the round, 90 feet by 90 feet. Would that get from like this whole platform that I'm on plus the stairs plus this whole platform?
No. No, the platforms are 40.
You said 30.
Cool. By 40. No, the platforms are 40 by 40.
Okay.
They've always been 40 by 40. This is fair pace. This is probably the effect of 30 distance. So 40, 40, 30. Because I had him at 100.
So in 90, if I put it to where the edge of it's basically right on the edge of the platform, I could get all the stairs, that entire platform, and then back further.
If you put it right here, you're saying?
Yeah, like the edge of it.
Theoretically, yes. Remember that this is a 45-degree slope down. So if what you're creating is a plane, if you start it here, it'll go like that. It won't go down the stairs.
It's a 90-foot by 90-foot area.
Okay.
It's Cepheus Snakes of a variant.
Okay.
The fifth-level variant. I'm assuming it's a cube or...
It's what?
Like a cube area?
No. I mean, it's an area. That's the square area, so it would be on a plane, but it would have some height to it. It'd have to have at least 10 foot of height, I would assume, because that could be a person. What is it? What's the effect of it again? Remind me what the effect of it is.
It targets everybody of the same type of creature in the area of effect, which is 10 foot per level area.
Yeah. Okay.
And what's they have to save or whatever. Be.
Yeah. So probably you'd have to aim it down. You'd have to try to place it like this way on the stairs would be the trick.
But then it's not going to flatten out on the...
It would not.
Right here.
No, it would be one of... You're not going to get both. It's meant to be on a floor, like an area of effect on a floor, or on a flat surface. But it would get, as the way it is right now, there's only one of them and the big creature that's not on the stairs.
Who knows
well,
what's coming through
exactly,
there.
Exactly. And what they're going to do, they're going to keep moving. So I mean, they're probably going to come up here where you are.
Right.
Anyway, we're in missile fire, so. Yeah, roll initiative for him, will you?
Is his elemental still awake?
Yes.
Roll
this is a new round. We're rolling initiative now.
Three.
Okay, so casters who are casting, declare.
So slow.
I am.
How? What's that area of effect? Is that a plane as well?
I mean, I don't know. Probably, because I doubt it says height. Probably do say height. Yes, it's the same thing. 4-inch by 4-inch area.
All right.
Some spells do have a height component, but most of them don't. They're not meant to be used like over broken terrain. Casting or no?
Are they getting more than one attack per round, these creatures?
No, they're getting one attack a round plus their eye
shot. Matter of fact, the tree thing that has like 400 weapons.
Looks like it probably would. It looks like he's got half dozen or more, at least.
Yeah, I guess I'll hit slow on the bottom platform.
Okay.
And going back into the hole, I have no idea what else. Can I center it on the big tree thing?
Yeah, that's probably what you want to do, because technically he's not at ground level, because that, remember, that gap comes down at the corner, so you want to target center it on him. You could set it on it this way, so you get him and him.
Well, if I center it on him, no matter where he goes, I'm
correct.
Going to hit him.
That is correct.
That's what I'm
yeah. Okay. All right. Mystical Fire 9. Mystical Fire 8. Okay. Hammerman.
Okay, so I can see
Beyond
the big
Thor.
Bad thing. What are the odds I throw at it?
No, it's too far away. Indoors, he's at 7 inches
no,
minimum.
I need 2, really 4, but I need 2 immovables.
Okay, so I'm going to move
a immovable rod
here,
in front of the sphere, and
go this way and try to hit these two guys.
They can't roll me anywhere. It's like a park.
I'll let you go ahead and do that. If they are firing a missile fire, I'll probably let them get it off, though, because you have to take steps to actually throw.
I rolled a 16. They could probably rotate you around it, though. They were trying to
try some heads. Easily. Yep, I'm sure. Very easy three.
They can just walk with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to until it's a spear.
Okay, so you killed the guy that you hit.
Have you ever seen the videos of the guys in like the VR setup where they have that?
Really
small chance of wrapping through to another guy. That's a no.
So, have I used this enough now to know what the actual effects of Spiritual Hammer are on like the damage and stuff?
So, the Spiritual Hammer is not adding damage. It just has to be cast to trigger it. Like, it needs a Spiritual Hammer on it to make its magical effect take place. So, like, if a normal person throw it, it won't do anything. But what it's doing is it's doing additional damage on the strike and also potentially structural.
Do I know how much that is?
I can tell you if you want. It adds an additional D6 plus 3 damage.
This is your third time using it.
So it does an additional D6 plus 3 damage, and then it does D6 minus 3 quarter structural. So it can only do maximum of 3 quarter structural.
That's a lot.
But remember that 3 quarter structural is enough to go through a plank wood wall.
Right.
Yeah, he did that once. I think he destroyed an outhouse or something with it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so you took that guy out. You did not get a guy behind him.
No, just
okay, and then we're going to try. So there is a conical effect that comes up the stairs. Go ahead.
I'm going to cast Minor Heal on myself. Someone who was good at this. A 2d6 plus 6 throwing hammer. No wonder he hurt so bad. And then 21 point with it. Throwing like
he's also double specialized.
Yeah.
So he's a fire cleric.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Who? The guy we got to him or something.
He was the cleric.
And then I will
an awesome name.
Line of called shot on this.
On the beastie.
Later. How many eye guys are there between me and them?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left.
7 left.
Which is a pretty low number. It's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
that fireball event and lab down there really helped.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's the tree thing, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I'll start lining up called shot on the spider thing. And then, having not really seen Yearwood do a lot, I feel like I'll call out the thing and I'll say, Yearwood, come over here.
Okay. Are you,
When he gets over to me, I'll...
So where are you targeting the creature?
I'm going to target...
It has a little bit of a face on the tree. It has bulbs on the end of its branches. It has a mouth. It has several mouths.
I'm going to target one eye and one of its front legs.
Like one of the indentations that look like an eye and the wood face on the tree. Yeah. It looks pretty hard.
It doesn't look like it. I thought it looked kind of...
Not fleshy, no. Not like theirs. They look like they're waving their giant breakable eyes.
It doesn't have the upper half that looks fleshy, but maybe...
No. Yeah, maybe in the mouth. It looks like a dead wood tree with bulbs on the end of its branches and like its limbs are flailing around that are holding weapons. But the bottom half is a spider.
I'll aim for both front sides and that top gun.
Okay. That should slow him down theoretically. All right. Mind you, that was just declaring called shot. We're still in misfire, actually.
Yes.
Okay, misfire 7.
I'm in
7,
but I'm not doing anything.
Right. Misfire 6. Okay. Misfire 6. There is a ray. And I'm going to try to eliminate the earth elemental and the globe. Earth elemental first.
Third time.
Earth elemental is no. The globe. At what level are you?
Ninth level.
45. Okay. The globe comes down. Okay.
So I can mark off all my potions and everything.
Potions are destroyed.
They keep doing that because it's a plant counter.
Is that why? They do that because they have two attacks. One is they stick people with a spear, and the other one is they dispel magic. Yeah. That's literally all they do.
I thought you said earlier that there's only a 16-point-something% chance of having to dispel magic.
But those guys that do have dispel magic are going to dispel magic every turn.
Oh, they can do it every turn?
Yep, it's unlimited times per day.
Oh.
So,
whatever.
They're going to do it every
guys.
Turn.
What are you guys
they
doing?
They killed several.
Jeez. So.
Okay.
You would be martial types. Get to work.
The other kind of good abilities they've had, they've made very little use of because their heal abilities are worthless because you're killing them all in one shot. So that's not helping.
Well, they got value out of the heal once, and we were like, yep, we're done with that.
Are these like beholders?
They're like,
I'm not telling you what they are.
They seem to be like the holder.
This guy falls back.
They're like beholder.
But we don't know.
They're beholder kin.
No.
Yeah.
Is there a call for Jeremy to come over?
Flat glass flask from Forsen. Is that a potion? I don't know if there's actually liquid in there.
Got
it off Forsen when he's dead.
It's not destroyed. So.
I licked my hands.
Nothing has changed about it. You can keep it just the same way.
My empty hands.
Potion of blur is gone.
I'm not here to take one. Need your empty hands.
Hold my bow.
Okay. So then, this is missile fire 6.
My spare hand, you. Oh, you're probably going, huh? Oh, I'm in 5. What are you?
5.
Apparently, I only had 2
more. How are you going first?
I guess.
2 more. Where are you? Does it disrupt my spell, though?
That we have to determine that here in a second. Let's go and do that now because it could matter what's about to happen. Okay, so first thing is you need to make a transfer roll to hold on to the spells that are currently inside you. It is at a negative because you're actively casting.
6.
Okay, so no problem. So you're holding on to the spells inside you, so they're not flaring off or taking off or anything like that. Okay, and then we'll just make another transfer roll to finish casting the spell you were trying to cast.
14.
Okay, so the spell is not lost.
Okay.
All right. However, it's probably about to be, because the creature is going in 6. Okay, so from here out across this area, there is a conical effect. RJ, save versus spell. Did you make it?
Yep.
Oh, and dex bonus applied. Okay, take 11 points of cold damage as ice and cold comes through this area. Jake, his save as well. Okay. stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.